I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much. I'm feeling kind of worn out. All this checking the boxes, trying to be focused, has been spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my love. But I've been complicating things, it's just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, because it all comes down to this. Be found, and love can be loved, and love is what it's all about. I tell myself to keep it up, that all God wants is just my love. No more complicating things, no more needs to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, because it all comes down to this. Love God to love people. Love is patient, love is kind, rescues hearts and changes lives. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real simple. It's really so simple. Oh, gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero.
Praise God. Good morning. If you stick around here this morning, you're going to learn something in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you and I praise you and I honor you. Now, I'm going to start this off by playing a replay that I did on Omega Man Radio 7 years ago. That's how it all started. Watch this. Listen. Just listen. 7 years ago, I did an episode on Omega Man Radio called Battle with Succubus. Listen to this, and I'm going to break something down to you that you won't ever forget in your deliverance with anybody, because I paid for this one.
Praise Jesus. I want to welcome everybody to Omega Man Radio tonight. We've got a great broadcast lined up for you. Coming up here in just a minute is going to be Minister Erica Shepherd. First time here at Omega Man Radio, and she is going to be teaching on deliverance from incubus and succubus spirits. You stand by? Praise the Lord. Let me do a sound check. Dr. Erica, okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
It's an honor to have you on tonight, and I tell you what I'm going to do is I'm going to open us up tonight with a song, and then we'll get started. How does that sound?
That's fine.
Here we go. You stand by.
Okay.
Jesus, I love you so. Never want to let you go. In all the love you have for me, Jesus, do you see what you need to me?
Take a ride. Grab your coffee and strap yourself in, because the show is about to begin. From the front lines of America, Babylon, and transmitting worldwide on the internet and satellite, you are listening to Omega Man Radio Network with Shannon Davis.
My friends, I want to welcome you to a live broadcast tonight. It's a special honor to be able to bring to you, for the first time here at Omega Man Radio, Dr. Erica Shepherd. She is going to be doing a teaching tonight, sharing testimony on the subject of incubus and succubus, spirit husband, spirit wife, sexual demons that are attacking people around the world. Have some people bound up tonight. This is a very important subject, and Dr. Erica, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
I want to thank one of the listeners out there, and also the Landrys, spiritualwarfareteam.com, for introducing me to your work. And I listened to an interview that you did, and I said, wow, we've got to get Dr. Erica on here. She knows what she's talking about, and this is going to be such a help to the body of Christ, because Jesus wants to set the captives free of incubus and succubus spirits. And Dr. Erica, would you like to open up in prayer tonight?
Sure. My pleasure. Father God, we come before you right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, we honor you and magnify you. We lift you up. We praise you, oh God. And we just thank you, God. One, because you're God. Two, because you love us. And three, Lord God, you said in your word that you wish that none be lost because you came to seek and to save those that were lost. So, Father God, tonight, we cover every listener. We cover Omega Man, his family, his children, his relatives, my family, my children, my relatives, both natural and spiritual. We sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus upon them wherever he is in the broadcast, here where I am in the broadcast. Father God, we say, not our will, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Dr. Erica, before you bring tonight's teaching, would you take a moment and tell people about your ministry and give out your contact information, please?
Sure. My ministry is the Integrated Healing Prayer Ministry in Walterboro, South Carolina. My address is 102 Pansy Street, where we run a healing home here, where people come and be delivered from the very hard things in Walterboro. My number is area code 877-795-7110.
Praise God. And do you have a website you can give out?
Sure. ericajosephshepherdministries.com.
Praise God. And we're going to give that information out again later and tell you about some of the books that she's written, how you can obtain them. At this time, though, Dr. Erica, the microphone is yours. It's an honor to have you on. Take it away.
Thank you. Before I start, I want to thank you, Shannon. And don't think that you're heard by a lot more people than you probably know of, people like myself who would tune in from time to time whenever I had had the time, or sometimes I'd make the time, because nobody knows it all in deliverance. And I think that what the Lord has used you to do is phenomenal in bringing so much knowledge to the men and women of God, anointed truth that will help people get free, be free, and stay free. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. It is an honor to have great men and women of God like yourself to come on and teach us, because you're exactly right. There's something to learn all the time. And folks, you're going to learn a lot from the ministry of Dr. Erica Shepherd, great woman of God. And we'll talk about her broadcast also on Blog Talk Radio later in the program. Dr. Erica, at any time you want a break tonight, you need a five-minute break, you just holler and take it away. It's yours.
Okay. Well, first thing I want to say is that, you know, the Bible tells us that our body is the temple of God. And the Bible tells us that no unclean, defiling spirit is supposed to live in our body, because God and a demon cannot dwell in the same habitation. So my testimony with the incubus and succubus happened after I had already been saved and already filled with the Holy Ghost. And I had been a missionary, because my love is missions. And I had come off the overseas mission field in Honduras. And I had just come back. God told me to come back, that he was giving me a new mission field. And he said that the mission field that he was going to give me was going to be in America, where I was born. I'm an American. And so I came back, and he put three other missionaries with me. So our job was to go around into areas and plant churches and establish a work of deliverance. And that's what I was doing in 1989, right in between 89 and 90. I've been doing this for about 27, 28 years, you know, so sometimes the years kind of run together. But anyway, God sent us from California to Florida, from the West Coast to the East Coast. And so we have been going around igniting revival fires and getting people delivered and getting tossed out of some churches and physically thrown out of others because nobody really wanted to hear it. But the reason they didn't want to hear it too much at that time is because deliverance had been accepted, and then it had so many weird old things started happening, it just totally became rejected. So we would go in and demonstration of deliverance with signs and miracles, meaning people, souls being set free. I was directed to this one church by another minister in Palatka, Florida. So I told my team, which we weren't really a team, we were all just missionaries at the time, that we were going to Palatka, Florida. Well, when we got to Palatka, the pastor there was very nice, but I heard things. I flow in the gift of discerning of spirits. Now, that could be because in 1985, I had been delivered from a legion of demons, a legion. I didn't even know that I was demon-possessed. I didn't even know what a demon was because I was raised in a traditional missionary Baptist church. And I had gone down to the altar, and I had been baptized at 5 years old. And I thought that that was it, because if you asked me what denomination I was in, or I would say Baptist. Wow. But anyway, we went to this church, and the pastor was saying things like, I got her. The people in his church had been with him a long time, and he was saying things like, I got her when she was 12. I got her when she was 15, and they still here with me, and they're not going to go anywhere. So I thought, okay, well. And he was just, pardon me, he was just pointing them out. And so then he said, and you're going to stay here too, because God wants you to work with me. And I just thought to myself, I don't think so. So God told me, he said, don't take an offering that night. I didn't take an offering that night. People got delivered. People got saved. And so then I came back the next night. He said, don't take an offering. The second night, God did. So I noticed that the pastor was looking at me all strange. But I told him, I said, God said, don't take an offering. And he said, okay. Well, on the third night that I was there, by then, ministers had started coming in getting delivered. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. And I was thinking, well, I'm only supposed to be here three nights, Lord. We had covered our own expenses anyway. But what happened was I found out this prophet was in the church, and this prophet got up and put a couple $100 down and said that the Lord had told her her husband to given to the ministry. And when they started giving, the whole table was full of money. And the pastor had said, we're going to give you half of whatever the offering is. So it was time to go. And the pastor said, you knew God was going to give these kind of offerings. Well, I didn't know nothing. And he took the money and threw it at me and said, are you going to stay? I said, no. He said, you're going to stay. So I said, no, it's time for us to go. So he kind of threw the money at me and told, you know, I said goodbye. And he said, oh, you'll be back like
wow.
that. Well, we were staying in this hotel, like suites, and it was four of us, and we were all in the same room. And by me being the senior missionary, they gave me a double bed by myself. Then two of them took a double, and then we had a sofa sleeper type cot thing in the room. And it was time to go to bed, and we prayed. Well, I looked over because one of the missionaries, where they were sleeping was like in front of the door. It was like a kitchenette. And I saw this demon. Well, it didn't faze me because I see demons all the time. You know, having been delivered from a legion of demons, I'm pretty familiar with a lot of them because I had so many myself. So I looked at the demon, and I remember saying, the Lord rebuke you. And it disappeared. And I thought, that's the strangest demon I've ever seen, because it was trying to hide under the bed of this other missionary. And I don't know how this really happened, but I laid down to go to sleep, and I woke up with this demon holding me down and physically raping me. And I looked around, I was trying to look around at the other missionaries. This demon had put them in such a deep trance-like sleep that they were sleeping away, and I was fighting this thing. I was physically fighting this thing, and it was grimacing and laughing. And finally, when I was able to call on Jesus, because it did something to my throat, was choking me, and I couldn't talk. And finally, I just started calling on Jesus and the blood of Jesus, and the thing went away. But that demon physically hurt me. That demon hurt every inch of my lower, from my hips all the way down to my legs. It hurt my chest, and it hurt my arms because it was pinning me down. So finally, I got free enough, and I heard myself calling on Jesus and the blood of Jesus, and they woke up, and I was embarrassed. I was ashamed. And I said, I don't know what it was. I must have been having a nightmare. But the thing about this demon, when I looked in that demon's eyes, I saw the eyes of that pastor. And I could not collect my thoughts because it was so outrageous. And I had absolutely no knowledge of anything about any incubus, succubus, and I never had a problem with sexual lust. That out of all those thousands of demons that I told you that I had, sexual lust wasn't one of them. It just wasn't one of them. My big, big problem that I had came from growing up as an overachiever, never fitting in, my father dying when I was 12, being killed in Vietnam. Those were the issues I had. Never grieving. I mean, serious issues, but it was what I had. And so after that encounter with that demon, you won't believe this. That pastor came to me the next night in his own form. I mean, he soul traveled into our hotel room, and he said, you are coming with me.
Wow.
And I said, the devil is a liar. And I began to bind and rebuke that thing, and it got out of that room. At that time, I was afraid of that demon. I wasn't afraid of the demon, but I was afraid of the pastor. And I am a Army veteran. I am a Vietnam era Army veteran. So I don't abide in fear. You know, I do not abide in fear. I used to lead troops. So I knew I had to go back and confront that pastor. I had to find out what happened to me. And I had to do it in a way that I didn't disturb the other missionaries with me, that they didn't think I was crazy or had lost my mind, because I kind of felt them out a little bit to see if they knew anything about, if they had experienced anything like that, thinking maybe it was in one of them and they didn't know it. So I went to the pastor and I told the pastor that he needed to be delivered. And he told me, I don't need to be delivered because I don't want to be delivered. He said, this is the way I do deliverance. So I said, well, what is that? He said, I either have physical sex with women or I have astral sex with women.
Wow.
And this is why I said, well, that's why I only saw about 5 men in your church. And one of them was blind. The other one was crippled. I said, this is why you don't have any strong men in your church, and all the other men that I saw there had come because I had come. And he said, you knew that you could draw money, and you said God told you not to take an offering. He said, take the money I gave you and get out of this town. And guess what? I left flying out of there. I told the missionary that was driving, I said, you remember in the Bible when God told Lot's wife not to look back? I said, I want you to drive, and I'm not going to look back until I cross the Florida state line. That demon drove me out of the state of Florida. I'm serious. But what it did, God, and I kept asking God, you know, how could something like this happen? I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, huh? You know, and then he took me to that scripture, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And he let me know, he said, the minute you cross that threshold into that church, you came into agreement with that pastor. If two of you agree. I said, yeah. He said, so you also, the minute you cross the threshold of that church, he's the head. And you willingly, which I always do when I go into somebody's church, you submit to the leadership of the church. And that is how I open myself up to incubus and succubus sex demons. So I didn't know anything about it. I couldn't even talk to anybody about it. But there was, at that time, when I had first got delivered from that legion of demons, I was not looking for the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. I had gone to church, and that's a whole other testimony, at one of the low points in my life, because I had made a bad business investment, business deal, and I had lost a lot of money. So I really went to the church to meet a man who was the deacon of a church who was going to loan me some money to get me back up on my feet. Needless to say, they were having a deliverance service that night. I didn't know nothing about no deliverance. I didn't know nothing about no demons. I was sovereignly delivered. Sovereignly. When the demons came out of me, I levitated 3 feet in the air. And it took 6 or 7 prayer warriors to pray that legion. It took 5.5 hours to get me free. And all those people, God delivered me. He filled me with his Holy Ghost and told me that I was to be a missionary. And God did something for me that no human being could have ever done. In all my years with all my education, nobody, because I would tell people I'm a Baptist, I'm already saved, I'm already born again. So, and I would do it in such a profound and aggressive way. They thought I really was, and I thought I really was too. Until I had to get, there was one person that had a tiny little book on incubus and succubus, and that was Frank Marzullo, Sr.
Wow.
I went to him. I went to his house, and he gave me that book, and it didn't have enough for me, though. You see, it was good information, but you got to remember now, this was in the 80s, but it wasn't enough. So I said, I'm going to find out what happened to me. And when I find out what happened to me, I was already happy in the Lord for being delivered, because God had done something for me. And I began to feel in a way I have never felt before in my life. I was free and didn't even know I was bound. But I could tell you one thing. When you get free and freed by the Holy Ghost, don't nobody have to tell you free. You don't have to guess about it. Your countenance changed. Your heart changed. Your outlook changed. And you know the most important thing, Shannon? I never knew I did not know how to love. I never knew that, because I grew up in a strict disciplinarian. My father was a colonel in the army, and that's how he ran his house. My mother was a self-employed woman, and she ran her house after my father died when I was 12 in a schedule, just like my dad did. But when Jesus delivered me from that legion of demons, Jesus began to teach me how to love, and I fell in love with him, and he began to reveal himself to me, even to the point of communicating with him, asking him questions, leading me in the word. I didn't even have a Bible. So when this incubus thing went down, by then, you know, I had come off the foreign mission field, still in love with the Lord. And Frank Marzullo Sr. set me down and showed it to me. And I said, okay. And then I met Frank Hammond. And Frank Hammond began to explain more. Frank and Ida May, both of them, they began to explain more things to me. And then I have a spiritual father in Tacoma, Washington. I've had the same spiritual father for 30 years. And his father came out of the PAW in a church that was actually built by William J. Seymour, the same William J. Seymour of the Azusa Street Revival.
Amazing. Awesome.
Uh-huh. And this is how God led my life. And so Bishop Pete began to tell me about Azusa. And still now, the only person I had told that I had been attacked was Frank Marzullo Jr., because even my own spiritual father, I didn't feel that he would understand this, okay? So what happened is that after going through that phenomenon, I began to research this thing out, and I began to study it. I found out the thing that pressed me down was the mare demon. The mare demon works hand in hand with incubus and succubus. I found out during my research that the main purpose, I began to study incubus and succubus. God began to send people to me that were bound with this demon. And I began to pray with them. And they began to get free in the name of Jesus. And I began to document. I began to document things that I began to see with those people. And everything that I would document, I would search out, what is the origin of this? How does it work? I would take things from one person being free and delivered, and I would say to them as I would be taking them through deliverance, do you mind if I try something? Now, I don't know if this is going to work or not, but let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. So we would try it. It would work. Or if it didn't work, I would discard it. So by now today, I have taken literally thousands of people through deliverance from sex demons. I began to put things out on the website. The next person I began to talk to this about was Elizabeth and Stan from Demon Busters.
Right.
And they put my information on Demon Busters. That's the information that I gave them on Demon Busters years ago. I wrote a little booklet called Nightmare Incubus and Succubus Love Witchcraft. That little booklet has circulated all over the world. I never sold it. I always gave it away because with the heart of a missionary, I didn't do things for sale because, you know, I gave this stuff away because I would go to places where people didn't have enough information or enough knowledge about what I was doing. So I had to write the booklet to explain to them what I was doing and to leave them with information to be free after I left. So some of the things, the number one thing I'm going to kind of share with you, and I mean, either if I touch on anything, if you want more, want me to stop, let me know.
Sure.
The most important thing to know is that incubus and succubus, sex demons, and all demons never work alone. They never work alone. And if you go to them to cast out incubus and succubus, if you using a sheet or something, you know how, well, a lot of people, they just go down the list, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They have the ability to draw strength from what is not there, just like they can draw strength from what's there. By this, what I mean by that is this. Their sole purpose is to defile God's holy temple. And that is man and what is in man. They know that they can't touch our spirit. They know that. But they don't care about that. They care that they can defile our soul in an attempt to take us to hell and using our own self to do it. So you say, well, how could they use our own self to do it? The main purpose of incubus and succubus And the main purpose of all demons, basically, I believe, is to do defilement, to reproduce themselves in us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because two things we have that they don't have. Number one, they do not have the breath of God. I guess three things. Number two, they don't have the ability to receive that blood transfusion from Jesus into them. And number three, without a body, they dead. So they'll use a human body as their number one preference. But if they have to, they'll use the body of an animal. They don't care. They'll use your dog, your cat to bite you, your dog to bite you, your cat to scratch you, your horse to throw you. They don't care. They need a body. And the other thing, they need a body in order for them to rest. We lay down and sleep and rest. They do not rest outside of a body. When they get in a body, they're at rest. Because what is their rest? To bring havoc, confusion, to bring every defiling thing that they can bring into that body. And their number one self-preservation tactic is let us alone. We don't exist. Why are you bothering something that is not real? Because they have religiously worked to convince men and women that all of their problems are their own, and the origin of their problems come from, I don't know where they've convinced people that they've come from, but they certainly don't want people to understand that they come as a result of the fall.
Trying
so they have this mission, let us alone. And then the church has jumped on the bandwagon, leave them alone. And yeah, when they leave them alone, you got witches who come in and sit at the pew with incubus and with a succubus, and the witches are honing in on whomever they can find. Because you see, incubus and succubus is genderless. In the beginning, I thought that succubus was a demon and incubus was a demon. Incubus attacked women. Succubus attack men. That is one demon. Because, what? There's no gender in the spirit realm. This demon has the ability to transform itself and use itself to attack whomever its target is. And it has no problem attacking a man in the anus, and it has no problem attacking, having a man do intercourse with it, the succubus, like a woman. And it has no problem being whatever it needs to be to a perverse person, because there are people who actually conjure up incubus and succubus for their own pleasures, okay? So when they come into the body with this defilement, their job is to create a demonic stronghold. That's their job. And as part of their job, their character is to harass, torment, and cause enough chaos. What is it trying to do? That demon is trying to bend the will of that person, just like an addict. An addict, you take any addict, the addict don't have a problem with cocaine. The addict don't have a problem with marijuana. The addict don't have a problem with food. The addict don't have a problem with cigarettes. They have a problem with lust. You get the lust out, the cigarettes will go. You get the lust out, the cocaine, the heroin, or whatever. Because if you remember in the Bible, when before God flooded the earth, he said that violence was in the earth. And then if you study those Nephilim, and they got people who have done great, wonderful studies on it now. But if you just do a simple study on the Nephilim, when the Nephilim was roaming about, the problem was lust, perverted lust. The Nephilim was having sex with birds and trees and and anything that they could find.
That's right, preach it.
You know, so it's a lust problem. And not only is it a lust problem, it goes beyond lust to burning lust and perversion. Burning lust, a lust that cannot be satisfied. You know, if you have a lust that cannot be satisfied, some people satisfy it in spending money. Some people satisfy it in clothes. Some people satisfy it in music. But that thing, when it is sexual lust brought on by an incubus or a succubus, it will never be satisfied. Example, one time, it took me 5 years to really battle that demon, because let me tell you why. I would go in a church. Somebody would be up laying hands on people. And the way I found this out is I went in the church and sat down, and this evangelist was intent. You come up. I said, Then the whole church started looking at me. I felt convicted, okay? I got up, went into prayer line, laid hands on me, hit me with a lust demon. I was lusting after everything I could see.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, this is not me. You see, you got to know your own soul. You got to know your own spirit. I don't have a sensual lust problem. That demon transferred on me at that altar through an evangelist. And guess what? God allowed it to happen. God allowed it. Some things God will allow in order to equip you for the work that you have to do. Now, I'm not saying you got to get cancer to have an anointing over cancer. You know what? But I tell you what, if I had the choice, if I had cancer, and if I had the choice of being prayed for somebody that got healed and delivered over cancer, and somebody that only read about it in the book, give me the person that's been healed and delivered over it, because they have an anointing over that. I'm not saying always the case. It ain't always the case. But I can tell you something. With this succubus and incubus demon, that demon's job is to harass you, torture you, and do everything it can in order to make you a spiritual slave to sex lust and perverted lust. That's his job. That's what it does. And, you know, once that demon gets in you, and as I said, there are people who can control those demons like the way I got it. Now, there are other people where incubus and succubus is in their family line. They have inherited that demon. There are other demons, like in Japan, as an example, when the emperor, when they get a new emperor in Japan, they spent $50 million preparing this ceremony, and the new emperor goes into this house, and the new emperor accepts and waits for this goddess to come and have sex with him and transfer the spirit into him, and then he becomes the emperor of Japan. You can probably find out about it on the internet. It's on there.
That's
it's
amazing.
Nothing but a succubus. So now we have a country like Japan that is nationalized through a succubus. Another one. In the area of South Asia, around, I think it's in the Muslim community around South Asia, meaning Pakistan and some other countries, they call incubus jinn. the chin. In some other areas around Northern Asia, they call succubus in the Muslim culture of Southern Asia, it's called the evil jinn. But then in Northwestern Asia, it is called the demon that lays. The demon that lays. And they actually, through black magic, put that demon on people. In the Hmong culture, it's called the crushing demon. And they do a ritual. And many, many people have died in their sleep because they invite the demon in to do what it does. The incubus and succubus is having a field day. And we can all thank Dr. Ruth for that. Because Dr. Ruth told American culture, you need to masturbate. Well, guess what? Every time a person masturbates, they might as well say, come on in, incubus. Have a seat, succubus. And dine with me, because they're coming in.
Wow.
They're coming in. And when they come and they're invited, they can cause sexual addictions and perversions. Now, you know, a lot of people talk about these demons like they welcome them, and then the devil tricking them and telling them that it is sleep paralysis. I did a study on that too. And I found out that they call it sleep paralysis, but it is nothing but incubus and succubus in preparation. If he can get past the sleep paralysis stuff without a person renouncing it, calling on the name of Jesus, then that person most probably won't have sexual problems with that demon. But if they don't, and if they're unsaved, and they have these encounters where they wake up and they feel something sitting on their chest, pressing them down, that is the mare. That's the mare demon. That's the mare demon's job. In a lot of cultures, they call the mare the old hag.
Oh, yeah.
In Africa and some other cultures, they will say that the old hag rode them that night. Yeah, it was the old hag, all right, incubus and succubus.
Right.
That's the old hag. Okay? Then, if you really aren't aware of incubus and succubus actions, they cause a lot of people that operate on the dark side. You gotta almost be a sorcerer or a wizard and really have occultic knowledge to create a spirit husband or a spirit wife through the utilization of necromancy. It's necromancy is what it is. But incubus and succubus is such a stronghold that it will block a woman from even, let's say a woman is single, attractive, never been married, want a husband, and that incubus got in her. Do you know that thing will cause havoc and actually prevent that woman from having a normal relationship with a man? It will spiritually block. It will spiritually cause obstruction. So, and it will do the same thing with a man. I can give you an example. I'll give you a couple testimonies.
I love testimonies and stories. And by the way,
If you're just tuning in, this is one of the most informative, amazing broadcasts we've ever done. We're live right now with Dr. Erica Shepherd. She's teaching on deliverance from sex demons, incubus and succubus. Continue on with the stories, please.
Okay. A lady came and got delivered. And she said, Sister Erica, I need to bring my sister to you. She said, I don't know what the problem is. She said, but ever since my sister's husband died, something has not been right. So she brought the sister in. I set the sister down and we started talking. And the spirit, a man's spirit, kept moving to the right of her face, and then it moved to the left of her face. And I just waited and I looked because, I have a very strong discerning gift, and I'll talk about the yada gift later. But I'm looking at the spirit looking at me, the lady looking at me, and I have to remain totally at ease, totally calm. And so I said to the lady, I said, you know, was your husband such and such? And she said, no. I said, what was wrong? Excuse me 1 minute. I have a spirit I got to deal with in this room. Just
Absolutely.
Stick with me for a minute. Just stick with me for 1 minute.
Take your time. We're live right now with Dr. Erica Shepherd.
Go.
We bind and rebuke that spirit
Get
in the name of
right
Jesus.
Now. Go.
We command it to go in the name of Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus right now. Christ. We loose the judgments of God on our demons. Loose fire.
I want to tell y'all something. That was Jose. That was Jose manifesting in my healing home. A succubus, incubus manifesting in him. So I had to stop what I was doing. And I had to deal with that. It bust up my radio program, and that's what I wanted you to hear. We wound up doing it next week, but this is what I wanted you to hear. Let me see if there's any more of it on here.
Down on those demons right now in Jesus' name. We lose the angels of God to surround those demons and attack them in Jesus' name. We bind those wicked spirits right now in Jesus' name. We break their power in the name of Jesus. We command them to get out of that house in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus. Every wicked spirit go down in the name of Jesus. We loose the judgments down on those wicked spirits right now. In the name of Jesus, smash their powers. In the name of Jesus. I agree.
Now, what I want you to understand, this was 7 years ago. Going on 8 years ago. And brothers and sisters, for somebody to tell me that they came up and hugged Jose and an incubus succubus transferred on them at the Mario Murillo meeting tells me a lot. I've been battling with Jose for 8 years. 8 years. It does not take anybody that long to be delivered unless they don't want to be. Jose's problem is he wanted to be God, and he don't want to change it. But let me tell you, God finally broke it down to me last night. He took me all the way back to this. Jose has been trying for 8 years to do one thing. I'm going to explain it to you. Where is that? Hold on. I must have run out of paper. Okay. This is what the Lord told me. He said, Jose's demons have been on a mission to unsettle and interrupt and upset every system that God has placed in place. Jose has been on a mission to redirect, deter, and dissuade, to draw attention to himself by way of the devil. Jose has been on a mission to rob this ministry of authority, to rob this ministry of its dignity, to rob this ministry of its originality. Jose has been on a mission to release chaos in and throughout this ministry, to release fear in and throughout this ministry, to release greed and hatred. So you're probably saying, why? All in an attempt to counterfeit the glory of God. You see, brothers and sisters, I believe anybody can be delivered. And so I have time after time after time prayed about it, sucked it up, talked about it. But God said, that's the same thing he did that night, intentionally trying to disrupt, because that was the first that was the first radio program I ever did on Shannon's show. And Jose tried to destroy it. For 8 years, I've been waiting on this guy to get delivered. And for 8 years, he's been trying to destroy everything that's here. You pray. Because I tell you what. Iron wears thin. There's an end to everything. Remember I said last week, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven? This man continually, day after day after day, works on destroying the things of God. And like the Lord said, you got it, Erica, you got it. You're not going back and listening to it. I move on. He tried to disrupt this radio program.
I agree. Go in the name of Jesus. Loose that person in Jesus' name. Come out. Out, 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 out in Jesus' name. We bind and rebuke that wicked spirit of succubus commanded to go in Jesus' name. Move. Move. Come out of him in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, we loose angels of God to attack that spirit. Break its power in Jesus' name. I'm asking God you to loose civil war in the camp of those devils. Have them attack each other in the name of Jesus. We break that power in the name of Jesus off that person right now. Go.
You cannot break it if the person don't want it broken. Nobody can break it. God will not go against the will of a person. The biggest problem I have with people is they don't want to get delivered. They say they do. It's hard work. Anything bad you could think that a person will do to a person, Jose has just about done it to me. And I keep trying to extend grace and mercy. 8 years is a long time. It's a long time. It's a long time. It's embarrassing. But I know God can do the impossible, but he's not going to go against your will. That ain't going to happen. You got to have some want to. And not with just your mouth, and then you don't back it up with nothing. The same demon. The same demon. Manifest under the tent. You see, I don't have to make nothing up. This is real. This is real to me. This is my life. I volunteered. I signed up for this. But I didn't sign up to be nobody's rug they walk on. I can't get a right word from him edgewise. Always lying to me. I got it this time. No, I got it this time. Jose suffered brain damage. And he won't accept the truth. He won't admit it. A podcast is worth 1,000 words. I know what I'm doing. I've been doing it a long time. But the demon in Jose is trying to make a complete idiot out of me. Why? Because the demon in him wants to make him think he knows more about what I do than I do. And you know what I tell him? Well, if you do, why aren't you talking? You don't have to be a scientist with this. It's simple. I want y'all just pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This podcast is up there. Part two is up there, too, if you want to know some more about Incubus Succubus, along with the other couple hundred.
I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much. I'm feeling kind of worn out, all this checking the boxes, trying to be selfless. Has been spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself, keep this up, that God wants more than just my love. But I've been complicating things, it's just like me to over things. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, because it all comes down to this. I got love people. You're living in a world that keeps breaking. But if we want to run away and change it, it all comes down to this. I got love people. Oh, it's the freedom, freedom. Keep it the kingdom. Knowing life will be found when love can be love. And love is what it's all about. Tell myself to keep it up, that all God wants is just my love. No more complicating things, no more need to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, because it all comes down to this. But I got love people, believing in the world that keeps breaking. But if we want to run away, it all comes down to this. Love people. Love is patient, love is kind. Rescue hearts and change its life. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real simple. It's really so simple.
Yeah.